Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
710 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. It's the Design Air, heating and cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, over 75 HVAC technicians. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Doug, I don't even know where to start, because there's so much that I know you are furious about.
Mm-hmm.
And, we want to rage. And we want to give takes that will burn.
Even though we didn't mention soccer yesterday, today we'll pretend like we're outraged.
Yeah, I mean, like with 20 minutes left.
Ellis, why don't you take the show and run with it? I'm not going to be much good to you.
You're a little upset about
I've had my soccer legs knocked out from under me. Yeah.
Well, Doug, what is it that has you worked up this morning?
Well, just that loss.
I'm not going to take these kind of defeats anymore.
Give me more.
TNT is a country of 1.3 million. We got twice that in this city.
Good.
We can't put it in the old onion bag against that club. This is not going to stack up to my expectations, and you shouldn't deal with it either.
Good.
First time since 1986, we can't get into the World Cup. Are you kidding me?
The pointing thing again.
Didn't we invent this sport? I don't know. I don't know if we invented it or not, but we probably make the equipment that everyone's playing with. What do you mean we can't get in? Panama's in. Honduras is in. We're not in. I don't like that. I'm not going to take that. Arena's got to go. Who is the German fellow that coached the club before? I blame him.
Franz Beckenbauer.
He set this up. He's responsible for this. He's got to go as well. I want a complete house cleaning of USA soccer, and I want it today.
Hashtag.
Wasn't Franz Beckenbauer, was it?
No. I think it was.
Wasn't Greta Van Susteren?
It was Greta Van Susteren, and then she stepped down. Bruce Arena took over.
Yeah, man.
Jürgen Klinsmann.
Either way.
I tried hard to watch the game. I really did. I get about 900 channels on my Charter cable. I couldn't see the game. It was on something called BE1.
BET.
I'd never seen it. It wasn't BET. It was like I'd never seen this channel before. It didn't come up.
I'm tired of not being able to watch the World Cup qualifiers.
God.
The whole world is watching the World Cup qualifiers, but me. I've got everything on my cable system. I thought I had everything covered. Not this. I can't watch it. Only the most important soccer game of the year. No, I can't watch it.
Tired of it.
I blame Greta Van Susteren. I blame Jürgen Klinsmann. They've got to go.
Come on already. This is nonsense.
What about Hans Gruber?
Boy, I don't think Gruber's helping it either. Did you fellas watch the game?
I did, actually.
How'd you see it?
Well, I was doing a chat. Did you see the chat? I was doing it on the fan page.
I missed it.
Started off well.
Yeah, it did. Somebody asked F, Mary, Kill, the cat, Doug, Charlie.
Oh, right.
So.
Boy, that's a new one. Fresh material.
So I was like, maybe this, because I said, I'll do this for an hour, and then... Then I'll sal in with Anna Marie and Jameson. And then I thought after that question, maybe I'll have even more time. But the Barnhart Brawler, I think, was talking about it. That's how I even became aware the game was going on. And he was complaining that he couldn't find the game anywhere. He's a big soccer guy.
Yeah.
And then somebody posted a link where you could find it. And I began watching it there. So I did watch like the final 30 minutes.
I did the search. You know, you go to the menu and what sport? Soccer. Okay, here it is right there. It's on something called BE1.
I thought it was BEIN.
Maybe that's why I didn't get the N. So I clicked it. I said, sure, there it is. I'll watch it. Nothing. You don't get this. I get all the stations.
Nice.
I didn't get that one. I mean, is it possible we can't watch the United States soccer team play?
What did you think of Honduras beating Mexico.
Boy, I did not see that one coming.
I wish I could have live bet that once it became clear the United States was in trouble and Mexico was the only thing that could help them out.
You thought they would tank it on purpose?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, probably did.
Yes, sir.
Because they're in already.
I wish I could have live. Oh, yeah, they won the group. So I wish I could have shipped the entire roll and maybe taken out a fourth and fifth mortgage to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then sure enough, Honduras with a goal. Then okay. Panama needs a goal against Costa Rica. We can keep the United States out. Here you go.
No. Not because they feared playing the U.S. again, but just to rub our noses in it.
Over, under 2.5.
On
most soccer games are 2.5, aren't they?
Doug, is that right? I know you bet soccer.
I've never bet a soccer game in my live-long life.
Yeah, Joe would know.
Yeah, Producer Joe's going to be on, actually, because I saw he was unhappy. Yeah, Sea Monster, go ahead and give Producer Joe a call. He's standing at the ready. Do you like that, standing at the ready?
That's not bad. I don't think it'll ever change either. I don't think this will ever change. We're never going to become a soccer power. We aren't. We've been talking about it for how many decades?
Six.
Soccer is the sport almost every kid in America, that's the first sport they play, boys and girls. You can run around and kick a ball as kindergartens. They get them hooked on the sport early, and still we're no good compared to the rest of the world.
Charlie Marlowe had a great tweet. He says, "Who's your Trinidaddy?" He tweeted that last night. I know you're upset about it, Tim.
Upset about what?
The loss.
Probably too early.
Oh, no, I was looking at which live reads
I
had to
but
do.
I was telling you, great.
I didn't think it was that great, and I moved on to looking at my live reads.
I just thought you were very upset. I know we spent, I mean, to be honest, we did our due diligence. We spent three segments previewing that game yesterday. Right. So if anyone has a right to be upset about it, it's us.
It's us, yeah. You can't blame us if we're just kind of in a zombie state this morning, folks. Because this one hit hard.
Taylor Twellman, Doug, St. Louis U High class of 97?
I think that's right, but I don't know the year.
And has gotten in a fight with Producer Joe on Twitter over his outfits. He hot took it last night.
Boy, did he.
Take a listen, if you would.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
It's not about tonight. It's not about Jurgen Klinsmann. It's not just about Bruce Arena. As a whole, U.S. soccer is not prepared. They have not done a good enough job of getting this group ready to play. And keep in mind, the last two Olympics, no United States. Those players that would be playing in the Olympics, 24 through 28, how many of them are in this roster? The players got to be good enough, too. So a lot of people on social media right now want to say it's Jurgen Klinsmann's fault, it's Bruce Arena's fault, it's Sunil Gulati's fault. By the way, as an ex-player, every single one of those players,
they can take some
nightmares
yep.
for the rest of their lives, because this is an utter embarrassment with the amount of money that is in Major League Soccer and in this sport. You can't get a draw, a tie against Trinidad? Max, you don't deserve to go to the World Cup.
So what does this program do? Is this group, do you blow it up?
This is everything, though, Max. So, because I remind everyone, 2,000 euros, Germany laid an egg. And they all came together. Bundesliga, second Bundesliga, DFB, the German Football Federation, all came together with a 10-year plan. Guess what happened in 10 years? They won that World Cup. If this failure does not wake up everyone from U.S. soccer to Major League Soccer, from pay-to-play to broadcasters to everything, then we're all insane. Because the definition of insanity is doing the exact same thing, knowing the result.
Love it.
And if we don't change it, and I mean we, everyone in U.S. soccer, then what are we doing? What's the point?
It's not the definition of insanity. Everyone says that. That's one of the worst cliches. The definition of insanity.
Oh, you're calling everything
doing
out
the
today,
same
bro.
Thing and expecting a different result. That's no more the definition of insanity.
Somebody loved it.
Yeah, Max yeah, Britos.
I know. Well, we need a new keeper. We need a new striker. We need new rear guards, and we need a new head coach. And I don't care if we get that new head coach from Bundesliga or second Bundesliga. We need somebody in here different.
Designer Heating and Cooling, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour, the number one train deal in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Producer Joe, Doug, our official soccer correspondent. And I know you guys like to talk about, what do they call it? The beautiful game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hello, wasn't Producer
so
Joe.
Wasn't so beautiful last
night. Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Doug's upset about not getting a coach from second Bundesliga?
Bundesliga or second Bundesliga. Well, I want him in here tomorrow.
Well, you can go get Carlo Ancelotti. He just got fired by Bayern Munich, who See? Won the league last year.
Go get him,
in the Bundesliga, if you want him.
I'm interested in him, yeah.
Yeah.
He should be American, though. You got any American coaches over there?
In the Bundesliga, no. Bob Bradley coached in the English Premier League last year with Swansea and lasted about 2.5 months, I think.
Yeah. How about this this guy at CBC who always wins? Think he'd be available?
Terry Mickler,
yes.
Is that his name?
Yes.
I'm sure he would cost less than what Bruce Arena and Jurgen Klinsmann made this qualifying cycle.
I bet he could coach the United States team to a 2-1 loss to Trinidad and Tobago.
You might have a possibility of doing that.
Yeah. Who was the coach back in your heyday when you were calling the action for that women's team?
For the United States at that time?
The Atletica.
Yeah, the Atletica.
George Barcelos, I believe.
Can we get him?
He was the Brazilian women's head coach prior to becoming the Atletica head coach.
Well, maybe it's time to bring him in. I hear he's an X's and O's guy. That's what we need. We need X's and O's.
Right.
Sure. I don't know if it's necessarily X's and O's so much as a little bit of desire, possibly. But sure, bring in George.
What was the problem last night, Producer Joe? Were you locked in and watching this entire thing?
Yeah, on BN Sport.
Doug couldn't find BN.
I found it. It just didn't come up once I punched it in.
Then that means you don't pay for it. It's Channel 817 on Charter. We just got it a couple of months ago, I believe, on Charter, which is nice.
Just for soccer?
You just have to watch it on the app.
Is it all soccer?
No, there's a bunch of other stuff, but it's niche sports. It's soccer primarily. You can watch Barcelona and Real Madrid now without having to stream it on an app. But there's a couple of other little things they do on there.
I guess if you really want to grow the sport in this country, you put it on some niche little channel so a lot of people can't see it.
That has zero to do with anything United States soccer has to do with at all. It's
all right,
a CONCACAF rule
CONCACAF,
for away games.
It's
all handled by the federation for away games. So, like, Friday night's game was on ESPN. But since last night they were playing away, it goes to BN Sport. It's a terrible situation, but that's just kind of the way it is.
Now, this situation hits home for the rights holders because Fox paid $200 million to carry the World Cup. So I'm not in any official capacity, but I think if I were working PR for Fox, I might say something like, yeah, this isn't a big deal to us. There are so many good teams in the World Cup. We were not counting on the United States to drive ratings. In fact, we were fans of Trinidad, so we had figured this might have happened. But we look forward to the World Cup.
Well, I mean, they weren't going to win the World Cup anyway this year, so you would have gotten three United States games. But, you know, I think it was $550 million was the total price between Fox and Telemundo for the American television package, this World Cup and the next one. So a lot of making up to do. Mm-hmm.
So what's the solution? Where do they go from here?
Good question.
I don't know. Where do you want to start? I mean, you can look at pay-for-play. You look at pay-for-play in the youth systems here. You can look at MLS.
What's pay-for-play in the youth systems here, mean, Doug?
I think that's what Hillary Clinton was running out of the State Department.
Yes, of course. No, I mean, things have changed a little bit with academies, but there's still money that's involved that if you don't have the means as a family to be able to push your child through a system, then kids are going to get left behind. And the majority of American soccer in the youth ages at this time is still pay for play. That, you know, if you've got the money, then you've got the skill and you can play. But if you've got the skill and you don't have the money, it becomes a very big uphill battle.
Baseball's kind of like that. Baseball's like that
it
in
is.
This country.
So is hockey.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the American youth sports model. And because we've got the best baseball league in the world and the best football league in the world, the best basketball league in the world, and probably the best hockey league in the world, it can work here. But we don't have the best soccer in the world. And we're behind everybody else when it comes to that. And it's not something you can just snap your fingers and fix overnight. The college system is not necessarily preparing players to be ready to step onto the international stage, and actually probably stunts their growth more than anything else, where kids that are 18, 19, and 20 years old around the world are playing in, you know, youth teams at clubs and is their full-time job. We are sending kids to play a mediocre brand of soccer in their most developmental years, and it's a part-time job because they're going to school at the same time. Now, for some players, it's great because there's not aspirations for them to grow and step into a high-level club afterwards. But it's the way the system's set up here. MLS, you know, MLS is in its 22nd year, and it is still not a relegation league, and a lot of that stems from the fact that the leagues that are underneath it don't get along necessarily, and U.S. soccer struggles to bring everything together. You've got what is essentially a Ponzi scheme if you were to look at it any other way, where if you want to join the league, you have to pay dollars to get into the league with a relegation. You know, heck, we wouldn't have to sit out and wonder if there's going to be an election that passes to be able to build a stadium that, you know, St. Louis FC could have the possibility of gaining promotion to MLS. But, I mean, you just start looking at it just CONCACAF alone. There hasn't been an MLS team that's won the CONCACAF Champions League since 2000.
All right, but hold on. Now, even if I understood, I'll say everything you're saying is true, even if I understood most of it. Right. But I will say this. A country this size with so many kids playing soccer, and I'm going to stipulate that everything you said is true, okay? So many kids. Basically, you need a handful of world-class players out of the millions that play it. We can't get that done so we can be competitive. I'm saying competitive on the international stage. Something is wrong. Even if everything you say is true, we should still be able to have a handful with all the kids that play youth soccer, high school soccer. Even if, you know, they eventually are the best athletes, go to other sports, there should be enough kids to get that done.
You would think, but, you know, after the 98 World Cup, which was a disaster for the United States, U.S. soccer came up with a thing called Project 2010. And the goal behind it was about a $50 million investment by U.S. soccer to be able to at least have a plausible chance of winning the World Cup by 2000. Now, you look at 2002, and they made it to the quarterfinals and lost to Germany. And that one, they were a step ahead of the program at that point. 2006 wasn't good. 2010 took a late Landon Donovan goal to get into the knockout round.
Was that against Albania?
I think it was
Algeria.
Oh, yeah, Algeria. Sure was.
A lot of people get them confused.
That was Algeria. Mm. They didn't reach their goal. That clip you played from Taylor Twellman also brings up a very good that, you know, the U-23s didn't make the World Cup, or the Olympics, pardon me, in 2012 or 2000. It's not to say that if you win the Olympics, you are destined to be able to progress that group when become a world power, but it's a tournament environment for those teams. So you start looking down below that. The U-20s had a decent U-20 World Cup this past summer. They lost in the quarterfinals to Venezuela. Venezuela ended up losing in the final. And then the U-17s are playing right now. There's a guy, Josh Sargent from Okinawa, was a part of the U-20s and is a part of the U-17s in the World Cup going on right now. They're 2-0 in their group and play tomorrow against Colombia, I guess, to win the group at that point, and they'll progress toward it. There are some youth players that are good, but, you know, as long as you start looking at the way that things are set up here, they're not set up for success just yet. Like last night, 14 guys played, and 9 of them were MLS players. When Jozy Altidore is supposed to be one of the best players on this team, he couldn't hack it in England and comes back to MLS. Michael Bradley struggled in Europe, came back to MLS. Tim Howard's, you know, 38 years old. This was going to be his last World Cup anyway. He's done. But, you know, you just start looking at the guys that were players. You know, Christian Pulisic had one moment last night, and a big one, but the rest of the game he was locked down. You know, what, 5 starters last night? So it was 6 and 5, but the 3 subs you bring in are MLS guys too. That MLS has to take a big look at themselves and what have they done in the 22 years to, you know, build up the national team? That's not necessarily the job of MLS, but you can't have it both ways. You can't have your best players playing in a second-tier, third-tier league when everybody else has players playing at the top of the game, not just CONCACAF, but the rest of the world. That you lost in CONCACAF, but you weren't good enough to play the best teams in the world.
What does it cost to play? If you're a kid growing up in St. Louis and you want to get serious into soccer, you join Scott Gallagher or Lou Fuse or one of these other clubs, and that's probably a few thousand a year, isn't it?
I can tell you what it cost to play 20 years ago in Atlanta. I don't know. I'm sure it's exponentially more expensive now, but it was probably between $5,000 and $7,000 or $8,000 a year for me.
Yeah, so that knocks out a lot. That knocks out a lot of kids who might rather play basketball for nothing or football when they get to high school.
That's what I just said, though. Yeah, that's the pay-for-play model, and you know, it MLS is it's a weird league because all the players essentially are owned by the league, that there's no team's rights essentially to profit off of a player. So, for instance, let's just look at South American countries, that you've got the Brazilian league and the Argentinian league and the Uruguayan league. And, you know, if you develop a player, you bring him into your youth teams, you develop him, you sell him to a European team, and you're making money for your club that way. And then each you have add-on sales. So if St. Louis Scott Gallagher was an academy team, and they have an academy there, that if they're to sell a player, there's money that could potentially be made there that you can continue to grow, and you can move away from the pay-for-play model where you are investing in these players and there's money to be made in it. And we're so far behind the rest of the world with the way that we do things. So they should never, ever, no matter what, end up in a situation like today. But the fact that they're ready to compete on an international level is still so far away.
Producer Joe, Doug, chiming in here on the U.S. Men's national team. And a couple people have texted in that they think that maybe it's dads hooking up at the games that are
distracting.
Yeah.
Hard to get your kid to the second Bundesliga. Dad's fooling around with one of the other fathers.
Yeah, that's always a challenge.
Thank you, Producer Joe.
Thank you,
Producer Joe. Hey, Doug, how'd your check work out?
You wrote money by the fantasy league.
I've not been arrested yet. And I've not been given any kind of
your money
from Bank of America. Well, it's in there now.
Sweet.
Apologize to Producer Joe, please. You're blaming him and you got your money.
Joe with an alliance?
I'm just saying. Apologize.
I'm blaming League Safe for sending me that check.
It's always somebody's fault.
Yep. That's who that fault was. Squarely on them.
Nice.
Thanks, Joe.
I haven't seen anybody talk about the issue of dads hooking up at soccer games.
It's the great untalked about secret.
Nice.
Underneath the surface, apparently, that's what's holding us back.
What is?
Dads hooking up at their kids' soccer games with each other?
Pay for play.
Well, that too. Well, you combine those two, it's hard to break through as a nation. Can't we just conquer one of these other countries and take their spot in the World Cup?
See, I don't believe it's that complex. Yeah, to be the best country in the nation at soccer. But as much as we play sports in this country, and a lot of people play soccer, and I understand that there are other sports, once they get old, I get it. But we should have enough kids who love soccer to be good on the world stage. We should.
Yeah, you'd think.
Regardless of pay for play, what a league. Kids play soccer. Kids are in those Lou Fuse gallery. They're in them. So they're already there. A lot of them, and they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be good. So there's something else going on.
Doug, I went to a Trinidad and Tobago message board last night, and all caps I wrote, "Wait till basketball." It was very rewarding for me. Right. Thanks. It's from the White Collar Gangster.
We'll get our evens then. There was a kid that played with my kid at St. Catharines. His name was Tommy Meyer.
Oh, Tommy Meyer.
And
yeah.
He was so darn good in every sport. He was tall kid. Fast as ran like a deer. He was the best basketball player. He was a dominant pitcher in Little League. Fantastic soccer player. Went to, I think he played at Indiana. His dad was a pro soccer player. This kid was so good. You thought, boy, if anybody's going to be a professional, that's the guy. He just looked like and he made it to the MLS. But he's not a star now. And I think if this kid is not really one of a top player, a big star, how good are these players that are? The guys that are dominating everything. I mean, these other companies.
I blame, what's his name? Tommy Meyer's dad didn't wave a dollar bill and say, "Here's your reward." Had he done that?
I mean, he was a fantastic player, made it to the pros.
But not enough. You got to wave a dollar bill, don't you?
It would have helped.
Okay.
It would have helped.
You may step down then.
Hey, Doug, the USA broads are great at soccer. Thanks. That's from Chad.
Yeah, they are, because our women aren't oppressed like they are in many countries. A lot of countries, if the girls don't play sports, like ours do.
Doug, is it true that youth soccer suffers from advocates who have anal bleeding problems?
No, what is that? No.
That was a shot at Joe, I think.
What does that have to do
with? That is a shot at Producer Joe, because he had that issue at spring training.
That's right.
I think the pay-for-play thing is probably at the root of a lot of it. Because the kids from the suburbs are playing baseball, soccer, hockey, The kids from the working class, the poor kids, are playing basketball, football for the most part. Our best athletes in Major League Baseball, you know, they've come from backgrounds where their parents could throw out $4,000 or $5,000 a year to play on this select team and this travel team and this camp, and that's what you have to do.
I agree.
Basketball and football, you don't have to do that.
We are very fortunate to be joined here. The Seamasters just in there Seamastering by the great Tommy Smith, a legendary voice in the game of soccer, and he joins us right now on the Appliances Counter phone lines. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very fine, but also disappointed, of course. Your reaction to last night?
Well, it's devastating. I mean, whoever expected that, you know, that the U.S. wouldn't be in the World Cup? I mean, we always knew that the problem was there, and we knew that, hey, there's a big 800-pound gorilla in the room somewhere, but I suppose we never came to the conclusion that that 800-pound gorilla would be the one that would knock you out of the World Cup. And you know, the signs have been there for a while, guys. I've been saying for a while that this team, people have been telling me this is the you know, the best team that the U.S. had talent-wise, and I said that was a crock. And it turned out last night it was a real crock. And, you know, some of the decisions of the manager too. And, you know, the manager, instead of taking on the job he had on hand, he was criticizing elite European teams for the way they complain about things.
So, to me, regardless of, you know, we're talking about the problems with youth soccer and kids have to pay a bunch of money to join the elite leagues, and maybe some kids don't have that, so that impacts who play soccer going forward. But in a country like this that's sports crazy, where so many kids do play soccer, shouldn't we be good enough to get a handful of guys to go out and beat Trinidad?
Yes, okay. Without a doubt. Absolutely, there's no doubt in my mind. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. I'm Irish, as you know, and in our country we have 6 million people. Right, and we have probably 2 million people in Northern Ireland. We have two teams. We have two teams that are in a playoff to go to Russia for the World Cup because they came out second in their group. When I pass Brooklyn, when I come off the Verrazano Bridge and I'm taking the Belt Parkway in through Brooklyn, I always remark to myself, the sign says, "Welcome to Brooklyn, home of 5 million." I just say, you know, there's only 1 million more people living in Ireland altogether, and we have two teams that can play in the World Cup. And this country that has one borough of New York has 5 million, and you can't get a team that's good enough to be in the World Cup.
So how do they fix it? What step do they do now?
They got to start at the top. You know, Sunil Gulati has got to go. That's a start. The whole, body has to be restructured. And yes, pay for play is one of the problems. But the biggest problem, as I see it, is, and I go to games in Van Cortlandt Park, I go to games in Brooklyn Park, and I see all these kids from the inner city who are playing on teams and, you know, good players. You never hear them. They never get to the situation where they're going to play football for anybody because the scouting system is broken in this country.
Tommy Smith. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The scouting system has to be fixed. That's the first thing.
Tommy Smith with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. His XM Sirius show starts at 8 Central Time. XM AJ giving us his perspective. The show, Doug, grumpy pundits. I would imagine the pundits will be especially grumpy this morning.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. There'd be a lot of people grumpy, not just the pundits.
Tommy, thanks for joining us. We always love having you on the show.
No problem, guys. Take care of yourself.
Tommy Smith with us, Seamaster, getting one of the greatest names and voices in soccer on very short notice, and we're grateful for that.
This Galati's got to go.
You kind of been saying that for...
has got to go. I'm fed up with him. Fed up with all the decisions he's made that have not worked correctly. I'm fed up with the training. I'm fed up with paper play. I'm fed up with the scouting system. But first and foremost, Galati has got to go.
Okay, gotta go now.
I could listen to Tommy just speak because he's magical when he speaks. Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We have a TMA Live coming up on October 26th in Webster Groves at the Hot Shots location there, and it's presented by Bud Select, the sponsor of all of our events here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And Doug, I don't know about you, but if you're looking for a new whip, I would like to recommend the sponsor of our studios here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway the right way. If you're in the market for a new car, a used car, or if you need to get your car serviced, it's Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Head on out to Hazelwood. Gateway Buick GMC, home of the lifetime warranty, located in Hazelwood off I-270 McDonald Boulevard. Gateway offers this lifetime warranty on any new or pre-owned vehicle. We were out there yesterday.
Where are you? Did you get a car?
Anna Marie did.
Really?
And that showroom that they redid last year looks spectacular.
They still got that big blue van, that conversion van.
Yeah, I know you like that conversion van. I didn't see it.
Yeah, the big screen TV.
I think once you started talking about it, everybody went out there rushing. Because vans are kind of all the rage right now.
I wanted that van. I'm not sure it would fit in my garage, but I wanted it. And I wanted it badly.
Go back on out there, I-270 McDonald Boulevard.
They'll work out a nice deal for you.
Online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Ben Fredrickson will be with us at 8 o'clock. And then comedian Vinny Favorito, Doug, will be in studio at 9 o'clock.
Favzy.
And he is the longest standing Las Vegas comedy act, and he's coming to the Falls in Columbia, Illinois tonight. Info at seethefalls.com, and the proceeds benefit Hero 911. Vinny intends to offend Doug, so must be 21 or over. Maybe the Plowhawk will be on the delay button. There was a potential delay situation yesterday at WFAN. Doug, Mike, friends.
Oh, no.
We're done. So I guess we're done talking about soccer and the great disappointment that this nation.
Well, I thought 42 minutes was enough, but you
went. Okay. No. If we're not going to get into the second Bundesliga, I guess it's time to move on to French.
Blues just shipped everybody in New York City.
4-0.
The Ranger.
All right. What did Francie have to say?
Well, he wasn't happy with Peter Schwartz.
Peter Schwartz.
They're trying to tell you that the union can tell them who to play?
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous.
I am in agreement with
that. Wait a second. You're telling me the union can tell them who to put on the field?
That is ridiculous.
That is utter nonsense.
Listen,
get me the player association on the phone there. I'll prove it right. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Since when can the union tell you who to put on the field?
Well, that is what the Jets are saying, and the Jets' stance is they feel that they are being egged on by everybody to not dress them so that they can take on the union. And my understanding,
they don't have to take on a union. They have to pay them. They never have to be. Peter, use your noodle here. How can you ever compel a team to play anybody?
Who was Tchaikovsky in the background?
Is that you, Plowsy?
Somebody with a violin.
It was not. It was.
He plays.
No, this was a guy whose Twitter handle is dedicated to watching, listening to every second of Francesa, and occasionally.
Is it at CMonster590?
No. I think CMar knows who we're talking about. Sometimes, occasionally put a rendition and music behind it, things like that. And I thought it was actually pretty appropriate.
Okay. It's not really on the show when it's going on.
No.
Doug, we have great callers on this show. We love going to the phone lines. 855 Cub Talk is the number, the appliance discounter phone lines. And then on his show, callers just kind of stop on in.
Jason in New Brunswick. What's up, Jason?
How you doing, Mike?
Good. What's happening?
Not much. Just called to say hi.
Good. What's on your mind?
No, I just wanted to say hi. That's all.
That's it? Okay.
Just check in.
Good. See ya.
I like that. See, you always say ours is the kind of program where
friends feel they can drop in at any time. Apparently his is as well. We always like that when friends drop in. Say hi.
Our friends drop in and then tell us 40-minute stories about their gambling problems after being up for 3 days in a row and read us poems.
No, I just wanted to say hi. That's all.
That's it? Okay.
Just check in.
Good. See ya.
I like it when guys check in, don't you?
I do.
Total stranger that you've never met before.
God. At least he didn't repeat himself four times.
Mm. Get the Players Association on the line.
Are the producers screening those calls? Are they lying?
I'm not even familiar with the story. Someone says,
"Yeah, what was he upset about?"
That has to do with the Jets and the Players Union is Peter determining who the Jets have to play.
That seems to be
miss
the story.
That one? I mean, we're on top of every sports
story, especially the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets. We're all over the Jets. Absolutely, J-E-T-S, Jets.
That
Jets,
one slipped
Jets.
Through the cracks, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we should get to that maybe.
Brother Abear posted a poll on the TMA fan page. Right. Your current mood about the U.S. missing the World Cup, Doug the Choices, don't really care, bummed, but I'll get over it, T's and P's in this difficult time, distraught, not okay, and thoroughly enjoying soccer fans' misery. Where would you...
I'd say T's and P's in this difficult time.
I'm going to say I think enjoying the misery soccer fans' misery is gonna do well.
Right now, don't really care is your leader in the clubhouse.
Wow.
Well, we won't care until the World Cup starts, and then we'll say,
I really
all right,
enjoy
when do we play?
The World Cup.
I do,
I
too.
Really do.
Some of those crowds that they had down at Ballpark Village for some of those World Cup games were just incredible.
What are we going to do with our Team USA scarves?
And our road kilt.
I know you bought yours, or you were very proud of yours.
I got a road kilt coming. I bought that on the internet
kit,
the day before.
Kit.
Yeah, kit, kilt or kit?
Kit.
Which is it?
Road kit.
Well, I'm wearing a kilt.
I didn't even know they were playing.
Well, we will miss it, I think, when the tournament starts.
Still would
that's
never
always,
wear
that's
a scarf.
Fun.
Never going to wear a scarf. Even if St. Louis gets
a
bona fide St. Louis franchise, I will root and root like I was a rights holder, even if I'm not, but I will not be wearing a scarf.
No, I won't either. You think we're going to get a team? We're not going to get a team, are we?
Tim, he runs in moneyed circles, and he was going to put together a team.
He's going to put together a group.
The St. Louis Tims.
It bubbles up every now and then where, oh, wait, maybe there is a deal coming. Maybe there's going to be a soccer team. And then it kind of disappears again.
Okay. There is no deeper plan.
Well, there was in L.A. And I hope you lose your lawsuit.
Doug, we made reference to it a little earlier. The Blues are now 4-0. Three games in 4 days. Oh, it doesn't matter. They still go to the Garden and ship the Ranger, and they're now 4-0 on the 2017-18 campaign.
This is without a bunch of injured players, too. They don't have Steen. They don't have Berglund, Bomeister.
Fabry.
Yeah, they're not going to have him. Some of those other guys will be back. Yeah, you can't get off to a better start than this. This is one of the best starts in franchise history.
And last night they had Hutton in goal, and he was outstanding. Really made some unbelievable saves. Goaltending has been probably the key. I didn't break it down like you did. Would you say goaltending's been the key?
Well, I think there's a lot of keys, but in this case, the main key would be goaltending. And you had Hutsy back there. You had Alzi on the Pine Pony, and Hutsy back there stacking pillows, standing on his head, spitting wooden nickels. It makes all the difference in the world.
How'd he do?
Well, he did well. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did, actually.
I watched it.
I just said he made some unbelievable saves.
Well, it doesn't mean you watched the game because you said that.
Well, I did. I watched it, and that was my thing, is that goaltending was the key. He was unbelievable last night. But then I wanted to see if you watched it.
I also saw a little of that Las Vegas Knights game, the beginning of that. Did you see that?
I did not, but I heard it was very moving.
Yeah. They had a bunch of the first responders on the ice there for the anthem, and I guess they have a Las Vegas native who plays for the team. He got out there and made a speech, and then he scores about 2 minutes into the game. They scored three goals within the first 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes there are these opportunities where there's an emotional edge. Well, you'll see it a lot of times, in it seems like any sport, where a coach gets fired or there's a significant trade or something along those lines, and a team just has some kind of intangible that carries them, and they play at a level that they otherwise wouldn't be able to play at. And last night in Las Vegas, that was certainly the case. Yeah, they're 3-0, yeah, by the way.
Scoring and soaring.
Well, I like that they've got some good players. They've got some really good players. Yeah, James Neal had another goal last night. I don't think it's fair to start an expansion team and say, well, you know, work hard and maybe in 6 or 7 years you'll be decent. That doesn't do anybody any good. It certainly doesn't do any good to the market that you're trying to build a sport in. So I think they did it right here with the expansion process.
Blues went to the Cup Finals, sir, first few years.
Well, that's because all the teams in their conference were also expansion teams.
Yeah, but they were an expansion team.
Well, so are the other five.
Yeah, I think you should step down.
Even the California Golden Here's the thing. Seals were an expansion.
Don't say the process.
And who did
there.
They turn into? The LA Kings?
No, the Kings were one of the six, right? Yeah, they were.
When I play, I thought on NHL, when I played...
The California Golden Seals are still around?
No, when I played with the Avalanche, the Seals jerseys, I think, were a throwback, so maybe they
But the Avalanche were the Nordiques. Did they turn into the Nordiques?
Could have
maybe
been.
It's not...
Well, someone will look.
Yeah.
Well, we don't really have time to
look. The Seal jersey is super slick, though.
I'll tell you what I don't like about the NHL. This is what I don't like, is the fact that home teams wear white. And that means... When you go to a home game, when you go to Scott Trade, you always see the Blues in their... I mean, home teams wear their dark colors. Mm. They wear their dark colors. So when you go to the game, all the other teams coming in look pretty much the same. You never get to see the Blackhawks in their red jerseys and the Rangers in their blue and the Bruins in their black. They're all wearing the same uniform. They're all wearing white. I think they missed the boat on that.
Okay, can we get back? See if he wants to come on and talk about it.
Can we get back to the Knights? Because you're like, oh, the expansion process is fair. How about giving the guy credit who assembled a great roster, made great personnel?
Who's that, Steve Wynn?
George McPhee. You know that.
Oh, McPhee's a, yeah, yeah.
The GM. How about giving him a little credit? Yeah.
We go way back to the Ontario League, McPhee's and I.
Oh, you played together?
Junior B, yeah. Junior A,
because I noticed you didn't point him out as doing a good job. You said it
well,
was a problem.
He knows who he is.
And he's listening?
Right.
Well, give him a little tip of the cap
right
now.
Way to go, McPhee's.
Doug, Mrs. Swinghaven wears a crotchless panty road kit in leather. That's from the Swinghaven board member.
Doesn't sound like a standard road kit to me.
They give your head contact with them. They seem like they've been reaching out to you. Is that
no? And I've asked them to call if you want to go hang out, and they seemed interested, but I've gotten no messages or anything.
Mm.
I have from the Smiths, but I haven't heard much from
them
either.
How are things with the Smiths?
I don't know.
I can't remember. There's the Smiths and the who else?
Joneses.
Yeah.
Now they wanted to come over, and He sent me a message on Facebook, said we should go get a drink sometime.
Wow. Doug, that's an invite.
The Smitties invited you to their boudoir?
No, I invited them.
Put your tongue in that dark hole.
Okay, Cloudy.
I think California became the Minnesota North Stars.
Is that true, Doug?
No, so, the North Stars were also one of the six expansions.
Well, they renamed them the Cleveland Barons in 76. And
the Golden Seals?
Yeah.
The Golden Seals became the Cleveland Barons?
Was renamed the Cleveland Barons. After two more years of losses with the attendance worse it had been in Oakland, were permitted to merge the Barons with another failing team, the Minnesota North Stars.
Oh, well, the first North Stars moved to Dallas.
Yeah.
What about the Omaha, Kansas City Kings?
Yeah.
Oh, tiny
there's no explaining that.
Dallas was the one with the Seals throwbacks. I had a franchise with them. Okay, I was trying to think.
Right,
I thought
but we're not supposed
that.
To get our history off video games. But I want to get back to Iggy. So you... So you put in a bid with the swinging couple, Iggy.
Not a bid.
You kind of planted your flag, so to speak.
Well, yeah, I'll have cocktails with any couples.
Well, yeah.
Are you just getting that out there?
No, you asked.
Well, when you say cocktails, you're hoping something else comes from it, right?
I don't know if we hit it off.
Well, he asked you, is that what you're hoping for? And then you said, I don't
know. I never go
Why
into
you check
that.
With yourself?
No, even at Hedo, I never go into that looking for sex.
Clip that off.
If it happens, it happens.
You don't go to Hedo looking for sex?
No, I don't, actually.
What are you going there for, baby?
Fellowship.
Fun with our group and relax and enjoy just doing nothing.
Have you ever been...
Quite a bit of cuckold porn, my friend.
Okay. Have you ever been on a trip to hedonism where you didn't engage in coitus?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Quite a few trips, actually.
Wow.
Because I don't look for it. If it happens, I mean, there can be times I'm just enjoying myself at the hot tub by myself, relaxing after dinner before we go to the disco, and sure somebody just swims up and starts helping
so
himself.
So uncomfortable at the disco.
Hello, Flipper.
I know that's what they call it, but I'm just uncomfortable.
I know, but...
I'm comfortable with the orgy. I'm uncomfortable with the term disco.
They just call it that. It's really a little nightclub, but... Sure. You know, and you could just be sitting there by yourself unwinding after dinner before you head out there, and
chilling.
Somebody just swims up and helps themselves to you.
Well, hello, Flipper.
But you don't look for that.
Oh, that's what you're after.
They really have to unwind after dinner. Like, you go to dinner, big you meal. Don't really have to unwind.
Big meals down there, Kat.
I guess maybe if you had to...
A lot of food.
If there was a mad scramble for the food.
No, a lot of food you eat when you're down there. The buffet or... You just want to relax. Melt off some of that in that nice, clean hot tub.
But no, you said nice, clean, like inviting a critique.
But to answer Tim's question, no, I don't. I may be one of the few single guys, but I go with a group. I don't go down there as a couple of single guys thinking we're going to...
So
bang
you're with a bunch
moves.
Of couples, and therefore you're kind of vouched for.
Pretty much. There's one other single girl that goes in our group, Debbie.
Debbie.
Now we're getting somewhere. And she was the love of your life, but it didn't work out for you two kids.
No, I was never interested. She was really a health nut. She didn't like people that smoked, and she would run every morning, and I'm not into that.
Thank you. Thank you for the delicious boner.
She's the one that dresses me in lingerie for PJ night every year.
Though. Oh, she did. Yeah. You allowed that.
Well, yeah,
was
friends.
That at the disco?
At the disco, yeah. Well, we were friends. I just had no interest in hooking up.
Other gentlemen show up in lingerie, pal?
I can't talk and write at the same time. Yeah, a few.
They did. Men are showing up in lingerie.
That's reason number 473 why I don't want to go to Hedo. No offense.
Well, you don't have to hang out on that side at night.
Prude side. Prude like side. That woman from Marie Claire.
It sounds like they have a very nice breakfast bar, Doug.
Right, where you can unwind.
Seamaster was going to try and get her on the show. I don't know if she was not receptive to our advances.
I wonder if she used a real name. I would guess so if you're doing an article, but... And I don't know if she went by the rules, because when you're going to go down there and either take pictures for a magazine or do a spread, or you tell the people that you work for a paper. I wonder if she was telling these people that I'm writing about you. Now, she didn't use names, but she's still talking about hedonism and some of the guests without telling them who she was.
Doug, there's a code.
Like, apparently there is.
No, there is a code.
But this thing with the Smith, that's still on? Or
yeah, where does that stand?
I don't know. Last
so
time
they
we talked
ignored
on
your,
Facebook.
Response?
Well, he actually reached out to me, and I said, yeah, anytime you guys want to have a cocktail, let me know. I live in Maryland Heights, so Westport, just let me know, and I never heard back. So
when you were going there, like, did George Plimpton show up? Like, a lot of reporters were there trying to get the inside.
The paper line?
Yeah.
No, there was a time when all of these people would come down and want to film because they heard it's a sex palace.
Yeah.
Sure. Like Mr. Jefferson.
Yes, in that Sherman movie, Holmes. And, it just got a bad rap because it's not all sex.
Put the camera away, Spielberg.
Well, we used to take tons of pictures, and if we got somebody in the back, we just blur them out. You know, we're not down there.
It's the right
there.
Thing to do.
No, we're not down there trying to take pictures of other people. No, I mean, we have our big group, and we have a lot of fun, and we take pictures. If you're in the background, we either say, can you move, or we just blurt you out.
A photobomb.
We don't purposely get people in pictures, and then we don't post them anywhere. They're just for us.
When was the last time you went again?
God, it's been 5 years, I think.
You got to go.
I don't want to go.
Well, we want to hear the stories when you come
back.
Why
wouldn't you want to go?
Half of our group is not even going anymore.
Why not?
They're all going to Desire in Mexico.
Doug, what's the deal with Desire in Mexico?
I don't know. Is that the same thing?
Pretty much, yeah, except it's more up class. It's like a 5-star hotel.
I can't imagine some would be more up class than Hedo, from your description.
Well, I don't even want to hear that.
Well, Desire, you can't go as a single at Desire. It's all couples.
Wow, wow, wow.
So you don't have these single guys thinking they're going to bang everything.
Well, then
moves.
Go with the single gal that you guys can
Debbie?
Go as a couple, but you don't have to.
Debbie.
Meet. Yeah. How about that? Solution.
That's actually, we thought about that.
Could some Debbie go by herself?
Yeah, girls can go by themselves, sure. Not guys.
Well, that's not fair in this day and age.
That's oppressive to men.
No, they're all for lesbianism. They just don't want single guys.
Doug, Desire's a 5-star. It's the resort of Mexico.
And I don't like Mexico either.
Is that around Cancun or the Cabo?
I think there's one in Cancun. I think there's two in Mexico.
Where would the other one be? Cabo, baby, Cabo?
I don't think Cabo.
How about Puerto Vallarta?
Quintana Roo.
I don't know. Look it up.
No.
Well, you just got told what to do.
I'm not going to look up
Mexico.
Anything.
Now they want to do the show again. Now the new owner wants to do a show, and I said, oh, we're not doing it by your standards.
Now, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
You wanted to bring back Kegler's Corner?
This show, and this show's not going. I know that. So
go and represent this show. I want you to go, or you'd have fun. I'm for this.
No, they're all this, okay, we'll give you for every 10 rooms you book, we'll give you one.
Mm.
That ain't going to work. So even if we brought the show down there, we'd probably need 5 rooms. We're going to sell 50 rooms to Hedo.
Plahawk, would you go?
That ain't happening.
Oh, I'm already packed just in case we go tomorrow.
Good. There's our show reps. We don't have to go. We send Iggy and Plowsy, give them a video camera.
Right. If there's good lesbianism, they'll let me know. And I might get down
in
there.
The background.
I think the content actually would be really good with me and Iggy.
All right, so we get 2 comp rooms. We have to bring 20 people down with us.
Well, tell them that's not
20
the
members
deal.
Of the fan page, Doug.
Negotiate. Iggy.
What's it cost? What would they have to pay to get a room down there?
I don't know. I've never paid full price.
Ball so hard.
But just guess. Is it a couple thousand?
No, we're talking about Desire in Quintana Roo, or talking about hedonism?
Hedonism.
Hedonism.
I would guess you could probably work some kind of deal through a travel agent. Maybe, I don't know, $400 a night.
Who was that guy that Jay used to always talk about, Freddie Blassie?
That's
Blassie, Freddie Blassie.
I think he's deceased now.
It's all fair travel.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
What'd that have to do with it?
That was Jay's guy.
It's a girl, and her name is Blassie.
See, I told you.
It's a lady.
Remember him, Doug, when he had a golf club?
I do remember Classy Freddie Blassie. Sure, he was a big-time star years ago.
Well, then he got into travel.
What'd he call everyone, a pencil-neck geek?
I think he did.
You pencil-neck geek.
Now he's sending people to Hedo.
Iggy, count us in, the Swing Haven board member. They're in. There you go.
To Hedo?
Yeah. No. There you go. And then what about the Smiths?
Smiths we could get.
What was that other couple that came in a couple times?
Ballsacks?
I don't know if they're... I don't know. I can't tell. It seems like Mrs. Ballsack's just interested in women. That's my read on that.
I mean, if we're looking to fill rooms, I'm pretty sure Bull and Paddywhack could be interested.
That's
maybe,
true.
There you go, yeah.
Maybe bring Apache and whatever thing is on his arm that day.
You sure say thing.
I'm sure Biff would go, too.
Yes, see, I'm telling you, you can fill up 20.
Yeah, I think so.
No, we're done. Let's go. Let's book it.
Big Al brings a beagle or something.
Now, my group, which is half now.
What do you mean half? What do they just...
Well, we had like 30. Now
what happened to them all?
They're starting to
they're
die
all
out.
Going, they're all going to Desire.
The diseases have kicked in. And
what? That's not enough to go you, Plowsy, and a couple of your Hedo buddies? That's not enough
I mean, right
for
here,
you?
I think we did rattle off some people who would probably go. Yeah. I think the Smiths would go. I think they were called the Joneses. That's what I think. She's good looking. And then... I don't think the ball sacks would be in. It's my read. I don't know. I think she just wants some sapphic play locally. But the Smiths, the Joneses,
what about
Swing
Senator
board
Dan,
member,
Dan
the Bulls.
Might
I don't
him.
Think. I don't think so. I don't think so. But right there, that's like with you and the Plowhawk. I mean, right there, we're talking about 10 people.
We'd have to send Jay Randolph down there. Jay Randolph Jr. We'd have to find a gal with him.
He had to specify.
He wouldn't go. He wouldn't go.
He wouldn't go?
Why?
I don't think. Well, I gave him the opportunity last time he was down there. I said, I can get you a pass, and he didn't want to go. And he was in the grill.
What do you mean he's in the... He was actually at the resort?
No, he was in the grill, which where Hedo's at. I think he was staying out by Trelawney.
Oh, Trelawney.
That's the name of the city. The grill?
Negril.
Negril. Oh, that's where you get your password from.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all starting to
Einstein.
Make sense to me now. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Guys, can you imagine the stories from sending this pack of weirdo virgins from the fan page to a place like Hedo? Thanks. Mario in Chicago.
Yeah, we'd have content for 5 years.
Guys, Doug and I are in. Thanks, Sad Panda.
You're a package deal with Sad Panda?
I don't know who
I didn't know. Well, he has a wrinkly shirt. You met him, and he had a really wrinkly shirt.
Oh, that was Sad Panda?
Yeah, him and David St. Peter's.
David St. Peter. I don't think his shirts have ever seen.
Well, you won't need a shirt down there, so.
White Collar Gangster says he and Tool Belt for Daddy are in. This is great.
It's not a gay resort, as far as I know.
No.
We're going to bring 3 chicks and 20 dudes are going to be hopping off of this bus to Hedo.
I look down on gay people down there.
Why?
They're just backward country.
Mm, but they're pro-lesbianism.
They don't mind the chicks going at it, but they're, sure. They don't like the
that'd
gays.
That'd be about half of the gays then, right?
Yeah, I mean, they don't specify gay. If you're lesbian, I guess they don't think you're gay. It's hot. But if you're a guy, gay, you're... They don't like that.
Well, Iggy, we are heading to couples. I think they probably meant Negril, but it says N-E-G-A-L. Is that a different thing?
Negril, yeah.
Next summer, you should join the Swing Haven board member. This Swing Haven board member is really active.
He's Randy this morning.
So the Swing Haven board member's going this summer?
He's in.
With his wife?
I don't know who she is.
Couples Negril.
Seemed like that wife piqued your curiosity.
Well, he didn't mention the wife. He usually does.
He sent in some pictures before. And of course, Doug, when the listeners sent in pictures of their significant others.
They're all like,
yeah,
model.
We never seen them live, but they're hot. When
like right off the runway in Paris. Yep, this is my gal.
Well, you like couples.
That's not Photoshop. It is not.
You like couples. I know the girl who does all the PR down there, Alex. I'll send her a note. She'll take care of you.
She does all the PR?
PR.
Oh, PR.
Well, if you're well connected and we have people that want to go. And we can give them some sort of mention as a marketing tool. You should be able to work this out where you and Plowsy go. We bring some business and we help them with their marketing. Boom. You should be able to take care of them.
I've mentioned all of that and they still want the for every room we give you, you got to book 10.
All right.
Have you mentioned the fan page, though?
Right. Let them join the fan page and see what the word is.
But then again, I have nothing to do with it. I can't tell them what they'll get on this morning show. I can't tell them what they get.
I'm here to help, okay? I'm going to go out on a limb here. Tim will get mad at me.
I will.
But I will take you into the prize closet. I believe we still have some Fox robots left over. Ooh. That's a deal sweetener right there. I call that a deal sweetener.
That is.
So they will get fan page people. They will get some of these other people that aren't really going. And marketing opportunities and two Fox Sports robots just to send you guys down there. That's all that.
Plowhawk's Laugh brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Guys, me and the missus are looking for a vacay spot in January. I can definitively say we are not interested in Iggy's murder trip. Thank you. That's from Stubby Applause. Is that a murder trip, Doug?
Ellen, go on your own.
That's right.
Yeah, it's important to have your furnace checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operation. So we recommend that you call Design Air. Serving St. Louis since 1904, Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth-generation owners. Design Air technicians don't work on commission, and they provide fast and friendly maintenance or emergency service. Doug, the cat, and I are all Design Air customers. Schedule your fall furnace check today at 314-739-1600 or online at designairservice.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the West. It's hard to stop a train. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with more with Ryan Kelly, Morning After.